This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in the next segment, the total collapse of our borders. Obama moves towards gun confiscation. He says he wants Australian-style actions. He said, I'll never come after your guns. Now he says, I want Australia style. This is huge. Right now, let's go back to the Food Babe, foodbabe.com. Other points that need to be said, because you were getting into the fact that it's good to be called a conspiracy theorist. That's like being called a heretic when, you know, people 500 years ago, 600 years ago said the earth wasn't flat. I mean, it's like being persecuted by the Nazis. I mean, that's a good thing that you weren't for the Nazis. I mean, this is the new term they've used for 30 years. It doesn't work anymore. So final comments.
Yeah, it doesn't work. You know, and there's no conspiracy about this. The only conspiracy that's happening, actually, is within the beer companies, how they've lobbied the Treasury Department and the government to keep this information secret from us so they can to continue to make really, really big bucks. I'm talking billions of dollars by selling us cheap, harmful chemicals to us. And, you know, what's really important here when people start to think about these issues is that one signature, one voice can magnify thousands. And so I just beg everyone to go to foodbabe.com/beer and sign the petition, because if we get millions of people behind this, these companies have nowhere to hide anymore, because if people know about this information, they stop to buy those brands, they start buying other brands, or maybe they stop drinking beer altogether, which I did as a result. You know, and this is what increases the health of the nation, the health of transparency in our food environment. And I think, you know, by doing these type of campaigns led by, you know, someone like myself, and I hope others have enough courage to do these type of campaigns on their own and their own blogs, I think we can really take over the world, because there's more people than there are that work at Monsanto and that work at these beer companies, and there's more people collectively that pay for their products, that we can actually take back the ownership and start voting with our dollars and doing the right thing. And, you know, before the break, Alex, you asked me, you said, you know, what do you think has made your campaign so successful? And I just want to reiterate the fact that make your voice heard, tell the truth, and ask your friends and family to share it. Like, ask them. They said, you know, tell them, like, this information is so important. Will you share it with someone you know that drinks beer or know that eats GMO corn every day in the form of, like, Subway sandwiches or whatever? You know, someone that you know, and everybody knows someone, right? Everyone knows someone who's drinking Miller Lite or Bud Light. Like, everyone I know knows somebody, whether it's your college kid that's in college at a college party, or if it's your dad, or if it's, you know, your neighbor, or it's the person that brings the brew to the next barbecue. We all know someone drinking these brands. Shoot, just walk down the street and go into a bar and start telling people the truth about what's really in your beer.
And say, hey, bro, you know why, you know, beer gives such a big belly? It's the high fructose corn syrup that's been in there for 30 years. You know, you ought to drink a local brew. And say, look, I'm not henpecking you. I care about you. And people will be very thankful.
And, you know, I think...
You can also say, hey, did you hear about the food babe? Man, she's smoking. You ought to check her out. And she discovered all this stuff that's in the beer. They want to keep it secret.
That's exactly right, you know. And, well, the thing is a lot of people, I know the haters are going to come out. And what they're going to say is they're going to be like, oh, Food Babe wants to take away our beer. She's trying to make a mountain of a molehill, you know, and I'm not trying to do any of that.
Hey, if that's the case, show us what's in it. If that's the case, tell us, because, I mean, there should only be 4 or 5 ingredients in beer.
Right.
There shouldn't be 20.
And I'm not targeting the government. You know, the government can continue to be the most dysfunctional thing that's ever existed like it is today. You know, I'm not targeting them. I'm targeting these companies that have the power to make these decisions in a heartbeat. They could get their ingredients online tomorrow.
That's why you're so successful, because you're bypassing the bureaucracy, going right to the culprits and calling them out. We salute you, Food Babe. Great job. We'll talk to you soon.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll free 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply.
Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
President Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? He still has the gun. The gun is pointed at people at this moment. Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to.
People calling themselves members of the Weather Underground last night planted bombs in federal office buildings in Washington and Oakland, California.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
Survivors of the USS Liberty are demanding a congressional investigation into what happened, and acknowledgement that the Israeli Air Force bombed a U.S. intelligence Navy ship.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy SEALs.
There may be a false flag incident where a ship goes down and you excuse for the excuse to accelerate the next war.
If there's one thing that has unified Democrats and Republicans, and everybody in between, is that we all hated the bank bailout.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people.
They estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're live, folks, now into hour number three, and we have coming up at the bottom of the hour a very popular comic book illustrator and writer who's worked for DC, you name it. She's done one on Snowden, and I'm in the comic Drudge linked to it last week. It got a lot of national attention. But she's also done some study into the iconography and archetypes of the Joker and why it's associated with so many senseless murders. And now some other comic book characters as well. We're not blaming the comic book characters. It's like, what is in the psychology of these people? That's coming up. Now, before we go any further, there is just so much news, but I'm going to be honest with you. Obama coming out on CBS Nightly News last night and saying that we need to do what Australia did. You know, they didn't put up with it. They had one shooting and that was it. The guns were gone. I mean, they confiscated it. They had full auto, semi-auto. They took everything but single shot. With a special license. He wanted to say, we have an epidemic of mass shootings. No, we don't. We have the media hyping them where the car backfires now. They shut down half a city. Or one supposed terrorist is on the run, so you lock down all, you know, half of Boston and point guns at blonde-haired women and black ladies that don't fit the description. You know, one guy's running on the loose Dorner shooting a few cops. It's terrible, but... And they lock down half of Southern California and shoot up black people's cars, black women's cars, blondes' cars, white men's cars. Look nothing like him. I mean, it reminds me, you take somebody who's never gone deer hunting before and they get buck fever and, you know, they shoot the first doe that comes down. You're like, man, we're not shooting doe, we're shooting bucks. Well, I thought it had antlers. You take people with buck fever, I've heard of them shooting people's cows across a fence. I thought it was a deer. They want to shoot something. And you've got a percentage of cops that are like that, and they just want to shoot somebody. And the system defends them. The system is out of control, folks. It protects failure. It protects screwing up. We didn't have hardly any nuclear reactors leaking 30 years ago, and we had more of them then. 93% of U.S. reactors are leaking. Look it up. Department of Energy. Leaking. They turn the alarms off now. Used to in Minnesota and California, and if radiation came out and they had to off-gas it, they would have announcements. Radiation has been released. Check local news for details. Radiation has been released. Because by law, they're supposed to tell you. Well, they just ignore the law now and made an announcement. It was in Southern California at one plant last year. Yeah, we were turning the alarm off because it's scaring people. It's going off every week. They just dump radiation into the water, into the air now. Crazy. Cops don't get in trouble when they shoot up a car that doesn't even match the description with two blondes driving it because they thought it was Dorner. They didn't get in trouble. You want someone out there? Well, they were scared. Well, Ben, that's not the type of guys you need then, is it? It'd be bad enough if they shot some black guy that looked like him for no reason. But you could argue, well, it was a big black guy with a shaved head and a truck that looked the same, and it was a cell phone. We thought it was a gun. Well, it'd be a tragedy. You'd have to pay out a bunch of money. There had to be an investigation. You wouldn't get fired for that because at least you thought of it. How do you shoot up a car with two blondes in it? Or a nerdy white guy in broad daylight? And then no one gets in trouble. It's just... You're all dressed up in army outfits, and you're lusting after this great, glorious war you're going to have with the gun owners and the veterans. I mean, that just sounds horrible. And they're telling the cops, you will face veterans. They will bomb you. It is coming. That's mainstream news. We told you first years ago, it's mainstream news. They're training, NORTHCOM's training, to fight veterans. And they're going to start fights with veterans, and veterans are going to go haywire. If it really kicks off, I think as much as 10% of veterans are going to pull guns off the shelves, off their gun racks. It's just unbelievable. The world is never going to see anything like this. There's never been anything like this that's about to happen if this kicks off. And I'm doing everything I can to try to stop it. And I am deader than a box of nails if this thing goes off. They're going to come after me like that. So, believe me, I'm in the boat with the cops. I don't want them to die. I don't want to die. I don't want this to happen. But George Soros and the globalists are going to sit up there in their ivory towers with all their bodyguards when they want our guns, and they're going to have you, who they hate, the military and the police, they hate your guts. They know you're libertarian, most of you. Most police I know are more informed than the public, by far. They hate your guts. And they're going to start this civil war, and it is going to be a nightmare. That's their plan. And then riding in on his white horse like Napoleon, like Lincoln, here comes Obama. Oh, he'll crush the Tea Party. He'll crush the terrorist. They'll crush Alex Jones. I mean, I'll just say this. I'm not going after anybody. But if somebody pulls up and starts shooting at me or whatever, I'll have to defend myself. And I'm not afraid, actually. I'm afraid for my children, and I'm afraid for this country of simple-minded people that have no idea what's going on. I mean, we're living in something 10 times past the James Bond movie. I mean, this is epic what's going on. Epic. Epic upon epic upon epic. This is the fall of America, for real. For real. With a bunch of crazy communist ideologues working for Goldman Sachs and big banks who think they can run a communist ideology takeover and then it's going to work. I mean, my God, this country is going to blow sky high. By the way, if you were ever going to evacuate the United States, now is the time to get out of here. I'm staying. But, I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, if you want to go overseas and report on what's going on in the InfoWar, that might be a good time. I mean, and all the rich people, most of the rich people, they've been pulling out for 5 years. That's in the news. And buying armored redoubts all over the world, because they know. I mean, they have just, billionaires are freaked out when they hear even part of this plan from the globalists. I mean, they're like, what? You're going to have a civil war? With 170 million gun owners, mainly veterans, you're going to try to hunt down all the veterans and kill them? In re-education camps, as the FBI discovered with Grafwald, back when the FBI wasn't completely out of control. I mean, my God, listen, you're going to force millions of people to fight to the death. I mean, do you have any idea what that's going to look like? I mean, you're going to need a lot more armored vehicles. That's all. I mean, now you could have 1 million of them, it isn't going to help you. You could put one guy in each armored vehicle. That's not going to help you. And you know that. You're not stupid. So, are we going to let this happen? I sure hope we can stop it. Believe me, I lie awake at night. I wake up in the morning, and I brush my teeth, and I hug my children, and I cook dinner, and I think about this. It's all I think about. And I think about how I'm not up to the challenge. But any man trying to save his family and save his country is going to have that feeling. I'm just doing what I can, and I'm trying to be as real with you as I can. And I'm trying to be straight shooting here and just really talk to people. We're going to lose everything. You're going to see the fall of America, and you're going to see the equivalent of a Red Terror, Lenin-level 1917 takeover in this country. They're going to do it. We got to stop them. And let me tell you, you don't stop them with a mentally ill-looking guy dressed up like a Joker, supposedly going and shooting two cops and somebody else with a concealed carry that tried to stop him, probably killed him.
Two cops that were fathers.
Two cops that were fathers. That's what the enemy would do. That's exactly what I would do if I was a globalist. And I said they would tailor-make something like this to set me up, and I've seen it coming. I don't know if it's real or not, but boy, it sure came right on time, didn't it? And it's going to make the cops get all paranoid and flip out, draping their bodies with Gadsden flags. So when cops see Gadsden flags, they freak out, go wild on the Tea Party. And they send out their MRADs and microwave guns to the Tea Parties. They just want us to get in a fight. And folks, if they can get it done, there are going to be a lot of dead people.
From hackers and identity thieves to government spies, your online privacy has never been more at risk. Go to unseennow.com and learn how their unparalleled encryption tools can keep your communications totally secure. Unseennow.com offers email, chat, voice and video calling, and cloud storage all for free. It's never been more important to lock down your digital life, and now you can. Stop Big Brother in his tracks. Learn how at unseennow.com.
Our founders pledged their lives, fortunes, and sacred honor to fight tyranny, and it's time to fight again. I'm Tisha Cassidy, and I'm running as an independent for Congress in Colorado. I fight to end the military police state, ban GMO toxic foods, and abolish legal tender laws. Consider donating some of your hard-earned fiat currency to help me fight. Donate $25 or more, and you'll receive a gift to awaken others. I need and appreciate your support. Please donate at Cassidy2014.com. That's Cassidy2014.com.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Tisha Cassidy to Congress.
How long would you last if all grocery stores ceased to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America.
Because of my concern about our government, I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto was to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside.
I said, well, this is a product worth having, seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got. I like the containers they were shipped in.
They keep in touch with you. You get your emails. You get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about four more of these minimum.
And it just came so quick. It came right when they said it would come.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I am telling you to take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
We'll be right back.
A few weeks ago, we made a video compilation about Jay Carney and all the lies. So I figured, why not hear him from the man himself? This is a video of President Obama's broken promises and lies to the country. Enjoy.
That's Joe Biggs.
The way to make government responsible is to hold it accountable. And the way to make government accountable is make it transparent so that the American people can know exactly what decisions are being made, how they're being made, and whether their interests are being well served.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
And we don't like federal agents poking around in our libraries in the red states.
We'll close Guantanamo.
I am less interested in passing out blame than I am in learning from and correcting these mistakes to make us safer. For ultimately, the buck stops with me.
$30,000 for every man, woman, and child. That's irresponsible. It's unpatriotic.
The last thing we should do is raise taxes on the middle class. You will not see your taxes increase one single dime. You will not see your taxes increase a single dime. I repeat, not one single dime.
I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe in people's lawful right to bear arms, and so I respect the right of lawful gun owners to protect their families. I respect that. That means no more illegal wiretapping of American citizens. No more national security letters to spy on citizens who are not suspected of a crime. And as for those programs we do need, I'll make them work better and I'll make them cost less. We'll save billions by cutting waste and improving management and strengthening oversight. And I will finally end the abuse of no-bid contracts once and for all. I'm in this race to tell the lobbyists in Washington that their days of setting the agenda are over. That's why today I'm pledging to cut the deficit we inherited by half by the end of my first term in office.
Guantanamo, that's easy. Close down Guantanamo.
No more tracking citizens who do nothing more than protest a misguided war.
Do you promise not to use presidential signage to get your way?
Yes. This is part of the whole theory of George Bush, that he can make laws as he's going along. I disagree with that. I taught the Constitution for 10 years. I believe in the Constitution, and I will obey the Constitution of the United States. We're not going to use signing statements as a way of doing an end run around Congress. Wherever and whenever I can take steps without legislation to expand opportunity for more American families, that's what I'm going to do.
That's 3 minutes from InfoWars Nightly News last night. It was 30 minutes. Then we had about an hour of extra broadcasting after that. But the news is 30 minutes, but then we have extra stuff. It goes into overdrive for PrisonPlanet.tv members. By the way, if you go to DrudgeReport.com, it has the best overall coverage of the collapsed border, the end of America. And we're having to get leaked photos by Breitbart with someone inside who's taking photos of the tens of thousands of illegals massing in Houston, bases in San Antonio, Dallas, you name it. We've got reporters, I'm not going to say which one, but we've got reporters that are going into a base in the next 3 hours. We'll have news tonight on that and tomorrow. So I'll just tell you right now, we got reporters going into one of these. And I may have to, you know, get them out of jail or have to deal with the military tonight, but we're just press going in and we're able to get in and they'll act like we're totally evil. But we're not. And whenever I tell folks what we're doing, that's my MO, because we're the good guys. What are we hiding? Whenever Bergdahl comes to San Antonio, we're going to have reporters down there for that. So get ready for that here at InfoWars.com. Up at DrudgeReport.com, Sheriff likens influx of illegals to Hurricane Katrina. Our pile worries of diseases being brought in. Oh, it's been happening. Illegals flagging down Border Patrol to gain entry. That's what they are now, as a chauffeur, delivering them to the welfare rolls. Illegals flagging down Border Patrol to gain entry. Central American newspapers tout Obama amnesty, tell people how to get here. Danger conditions deteriorate at Arizona shelter. And this is a reason to totally legalize, is because we're already so flooded they're starving. Widespread sexual activity. ISIS says flood going to mean children dying. Of course it is. But the whole world's told it's America's job for American taxpayers to pay for your kids. Border agent issues plea for help. That's InfoWars.com. Very powerful article. Paper. Influx threatens the transformed nation. That's the plan. Because they want totally unwashed, sick, with no education. They don't want the smart immigrants from these countries. The engineers, the scientists, the hard workers. No. They don't want the folks that come and work in the fields. They want welfare queens. They want little kids to become Obama bots. I mean, this is the implosion of the country. This is happening now.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Leanne McAdoo for InfoWarsLife.com. I'm here with Dr. Edward Group, master herbologist and chief formulator behind the InfoWars Life products. Dr. Group, what have you been hearing from women who've started taking Super Female Vitality?
You know, we've heard the reviews and feedback from Super Male Vitality from emails to even excited callers on the radio. Now, the answer for women is here. A new formulation specifically designed for the female body, Super Female Vitality, delivers 10 key herbs that work synergistically to revitalize the unique biology of women.
I'm so glad that you guys made this for women. When he brought me home the bottle of Super Female, I had tons of energy, tons of motivation, a lot of drive. My husband thinks I've been in a better mood. Our relationship, all I can say is it's a lot better now.
I've just started taking Super Female Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. Supplies are limited, so secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or dial 1-888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
No weapons of mass destruction were found.
Are you kidding me? Do you buy that? There were. Nya.
I was 5 and he was 6. We rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white.
Come on, let's shoot.
He would always
Blair.
Bang, 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 bang.
Hey, I need to get the rat.
The main reason we went into Iraq at the time was we thought he had weapons of mass destruction. It turns out he didn't, but he had the capacity to make weapons of mass destruction. But I also talked about the human suffering in Iraq.
Hello, boys and girls. I have a special message for you from the President of the United States. I salute the boys and girls who are buying United States savings stamps and bonds, and they're giving important support to the cause of freedom and the men who fight for us in Vietnam.
The Congress gave us this authority in August 1964. To do whatever may be necessary. That's pretty far-reaching. That's the sky's the limit.
As an American citizen, you have to respect our president, whether I like it or not. It's really not my decision, but I do respect my president, and I will support whatever decision he makes.
Music played on people's side. Just for me, the church bells rang.
It is a hard fact that U.S. strikes have resulted in civilian casualties.
United States knows that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction.
One of the first things they told me was, you're not even to acknowledge the drone program. You're not even to discuss that it exists.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply. That reply is being given.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are joined by Valerie D'Orazio, who's a very successful illustrator, writer, blogger, worked for DC, IDW, MTV, Valiant, Moonstone, Blue Water. Her comics include Beyond Edward Snowden's, Punisher Max, Butterfly, X-Men Origins, Emmy Frost, and a lot more. She's been interviewed by CNN, MSNBC, Reuters. I won't go over the whole deal. Everything from New York Daily News to Mother Jones. Her Skype just dropped. We're getting her back on. But the reason I like to have artists and activists on is we had a lady on last hour for 30 minutes who's the food babe and who is never had PR training, we just learned, and is doing effective things to make them take plastic out of bread at fast food chains that causes all sorts of problems, to make them take chemicals out of beer, you name it. Well, what happens when the artist, successful people, like the actor we had on in the first hour being persecuted by Homeland Security, Telly Blackwood, he's going journalist full time. And I mean, he's been a top wrestler, you know, big wrestler, big movies, you name it. He's just for his family. He's just for his son. He's just not going to do that anymore. He's going to become a journalist full time and fight to me. Doesn't care about making money. See, that's when the New World Order loses, folks. And that's why they want to censor us now. We're going to go to Valerie as soon as she reconnects. I haven't plugged this since it came out 2 days ago. I should. We sell them at cost in bulk at InfoWarsStore.com. Death of the Internet. We now have the latest global edition, June 2014, of the magazine, Death of the Internet. It is here. It is available. And you can buy them in groups of up to 10 to 100. And people pay attention to print because stuff's going out of print now. It's like a big color book you can buy for $1 a piece. You hand them out to friends and family. It's full of the plan to kill the Internet uncovered and the 10 ways they're doing it. It gets in article after article so that people can understand with all the great graphics. I mean, this is a world-class magazine, and it gets into who's really spying, how it's working. It's got comics in it. You name it, it just covers so many important issues. How the FCC is moving to take over talk radio and the Internet and digital print. All of it. Powerful health information. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to Valerie D'Orazio. We just got her back here in a moment. Finally, this hour is brought to you by the great folks at MyPatriotSupply.com. You go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex to find their really big specials of the week and of the day and a lot of other great preparedness items. It's non-GMO, high quality. It's the choice I use for my and my family. You can call them 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927. My Patriot Supply, great customer service. Great patriots. FEMA tried to buy up all the food they had last year. They said no and went public when other food producers didn't and didn't tell the public. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. With all the crazy stuff going on in the world, affordable food is key. Well, we're joined by Valerie, and we'll put her website up on screen and give that out to folks. But, again, she's done a lot of big comics, you name it, X-Men, you name it, for DC and others. And she's now getting openly pro-liberty with a new comic book, an illustrated novel, I guess you could call it, is what it looks like to me, on Edward Snowden. And I'm told that I'll have to get a copy of that. Oh, my son loves comic books, and so do my daughters. And so thank you so much for coming on, and tell us about your political views on this, where you're going, and who you're publishing this through.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on. This is fantastic being here.
Basically, I believe in, you know, the American public, you know, knowing what information gets gathered about them online and being aware and being informed and active. And that's what drew me to the Edward Snowden project. And also, he was apparently a big cartoon and video game and comic book fan himself. So that was sort of another reason I felt like kind of in touch with the person. And I just approached Blue Water Productions with this idea for a comic book series about this and other current events topics. And we just took it from there.
Wow. And tell us about Blue Water, because in this world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. I'd love to see D.C. or somebody do this. This is how we win the culture war for liberty and restore the republic. But Blue Water is pretty big as well, though they're more independent. How'd you get them to publish this?
Literally, I just came up with the idea. I've always been interested in, I guess, what the mainstream media calls, quote unquote, conspiracy theories, but rather like, you know, alternative news. And I always, you know, love comic books, and I wanted to put them together as one project. And I just called Blue Water, and they just kind of immediately bought the project and, you know, enthusiastically put it out. I'm pleased as punch, and I'd love to do more.
Now, again, for folks who don't understand, the system is trying to suppress writers, graphic people, you name it, from promoting just any form of basic liberty. If this is a successful publication, it's already been, I don't know how Time Magazine promoted it, Drudge linked to it, but I expect Drudge linked to it. I mean, it's, why do you think Time Magazine would feature something like this? Or does it show how mainstream it's gone to be angry at the NSA?
Snowden and this whole story is just a story that everybody's completely fascinated with, and I think people, like the media and people, are also really fascinated with comic books right now, so it seemed to be the perfect project that all the mainstream media seem to glom onto and want to talk about.
I've haven't gotten an actual copy of it yet. Tell me, is it already out or is it coming out?
It is it's out, available on all digital formats as an ebook, Amazon, Nook, Kindle. If you go to my website, ValerieDeRossio.com, it gives you full instructions and links and where to get it. You can also order a print comic at comicfleamarket.com.
Well, it's really exciting what you're doing. Describe, basically, from what I've seen, it looks like the comic is basically a narrative for people that wouldn't normally be informed about Snowden, kind of non-news readers to a great extent, I would say, at least some people that read comic books, and kind of tailored to an adult but also a younger audience.
Yes. You know, I originally approached the project just to do sort of a straight educational comic book without like an opinion one way or another about him. But as I got further into it, it became more you know, like, his story is so dramatic, it became more of like a real comic book story full of twists and turns. And
well, reality is the ultimate adventure.
Yes, it is. It absolutely is. And sometimes reality is stranger than fiction. And I think that's absolutely the case with Snowden. And there's a lot of unanswered questions, I think, about him that I address in this book and bring up. And I just want to sort of communicate that and also communicate to the American public, you know, how the NSA was using this information. Like, I have one page in the book that explains it in a humorous way, how their information would have been accessed through this program. And comic books are just a wonderful way to communicate and educate the public.
By the way, you know, it's in mainstream news today all over the place that indeed NSA workers, including at home, were charged with listening to all these public figures and media people. I mean, that, they are listening to prominent people. They do listen to my phone. They do record pretty much everything, and they got caught lying about it, and now they're basically trying to say you're a terrorist if you think the government's out of control. I mean, how much more crazy do you think this is going to get before we turn the corner?
Well, I mean, even not even just the NSA, like eavesdropping. I mean, just like, you know, people who have alternative viewpoints. I mean, they're, you know, are getting more and more sort of blamed for stuff, and people are suggesting people who believe in chemtrails and, you know, climate change issues like denial or whatever should be put in jail or should be put in mental institutions. And some of this is coming from people who are normally very progressive, so I find that all very concerning, because while I may not agree with every issue that, you know, you believe in or other people believe in, I believe people have the right to express these opinions without fear of being put in jail or, you know, locked away in a psych ward or something.
Well, exactly. And again, if you just joined us, we're talking to a well-known, successful comic book writer and editor who has just released Edward Snowden comic book as a comic book hero, graphic novel, Beyond Edward Snowden, will hit shelves later this month, exploring NSA whistleblowers' motivation for taking part in the largest leak of classified information in U.S. history. Well, no, it's a disclosure of criminal, illegal spying they lied about that we've had dozens and dozens of big whistleblowers, bigger than him. It just never got media attention. Why do you think Snowden's gotten so much attention compared to all the other telecom whistleblowers, NSA whistleblowers, Wayne Madsen, so many others?
You know, honestly, I think part of it is that he's very photogenic, and he's very much representative of that sort of geek culture of, like I said, video games, pop culture, comic books, cartoons, and I think he's, you know, kind of hit the zeitgeist at the right time, and I think that's part of why people are so fascinated with him.
Valerie D'Orazio, again, is our guest, ValerieD'Orazio.com. I agree with you, and they've denied all this is going on. They denied basically everything I'm saying is going on. Now it's all public. So they've got a major issue. They want to put it back on Edward Snowden or Alex Jones or you or Ron Paul or anybody that questions them, but they're the ones driving the train off the cliff. And so, you know, people aren't listening to the criticism anymore. And really, the public's lost all confidence in the system. I mean, Republican establishment, Cantor just got defeated in the primary. Democrats are getting defeated in their primaries by people coming from nowhere who are saying they're against what Obama's doing. And so we call it left or right. They want to keep us in that. If the Republicans were doing the things that Obama is doing, I would be screaming bloody murder. In fact, I was under Bush, and I thought he was the worst ever. I mean, Obama, using his progressive credentials, has just made the good progressives out there who aren't really just authoritarian kleptocrats posing as liberals. You know, Thomas Jefferson's a liberal. I say that every day. Bill Clinton and Al Gore are shysters, and Obama is a shyster, and Joe Biden's a shyster, and Hillary Clinton's a criminal. I mean, they're all just frauds, and a bunch of Republicans are bad as well. So my issue is they call it a right-wing issue that I want to own guns to protect myself. They call it a right-wing issue that I want some national sovereignty. No, it's just common sense. Mexico's collapsing into us now. Mexico's a failed state, and now it's collapsing military bases all over the U.S. in total squalor. I mean, we're being overrun, and Obama's overrunning the country, saying, come here to cause a crisis. We're seeing insane times, so it's self-defense. It's survival. I don't think D or R, but the entire Republican Party at the leadership level is working with the Democrats to stop the true Tea Party and call them racist. And they're doing that because Ron Paul and myself and others started the Tea Party back in like 2006. It was an organic liberty movement. We would call it Tea Parties. It was protesting Republicans and Democrats in 2007 and 8. The Republicans were smart and came in and tried to take it over. That backfired, and the Tea Party took them over. So now they go, the Tea Party is dead and discredited as it takes over. So that's the PSYOP. I don't mean to go off on a rant, but yeah, when you say, you know, I'm more of a progressive or whatever, but or they're not following progressive ideas, I agree with some of what you say and not some of the other. Exactly. It doesn't matter who you are, gay, straight, black, white. Tyranny is coming down on us. We can settle any differences later, but right now this country's going to hell in a handbasket. How would you describe what's going on in the nation right now?
Well, like, I don't believe in left or right or black and white, because reality is not like that. Reality is shades of gray. And so I believe that more and more people are, you know, becoming independent thinkers. And I think it's very important to become independent thinkers. I believe a lot of people are being disillusioned by this black or white, left or right sort of dichotomy. And You know, in that sense, I have a lot of optimism. I think there's a lot of, you know, people really using critical thinking, applying it to the, you know, the news that they watch and, you know, wanting to be, you know, to have liberty and to have, you know, to not to be caught in this black or white, left or right sort of jail. And, you know, and I think there's a great awakening happening in this country. And I think, you know, that particular thing, I think that's a great thing. I try to focus on the positive, Alex, because if I have to focus on just all the negative, I'll be really, you know, sad and depressed all the time. But I think there's some positive there.
ValerieDorazio.com is the website. And I guess it hits store shelves here very soon because that came out a few weeks ago in Time Magazine. People can find the digital copy right now on your website. Yeah. Or I guess they can go to the comic book site itself. What's the best place to find the publisher itself?
What I would do is go to ValerieDorazio.com, and the first post has all the information you need to read this Edward Snowden book right now digitally, or to order your own paper copy, and as well as to pre-order my upcoming Joker comic book as well.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about. In fact, I forgot. We had the shootings, another Joker connection. Why do we keep seeing this in Aurora, you name it? I want to get your take on that iconography. And those archetypes, because that's what makes comic books successful, is knowing archetypes. You're a comic book editor. I want to get your take on that. Stay with us.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-478-9638 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-478-9638 to take your call now. Call 1-800-478-9638. That's 1-800-478-9638. Again, 1-800-478-9638.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage, or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. DeRozio's our guest. We're talking for a few minutes about the archetype of the Joker, and then end this transmission. We're going to have more on what's going on at these military bases tonight with Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs and Kit Daniels, who are going to a facility right now. I'm not going to name which one. Bottom line, the Republican leadership is panicking. We have articles on InfoWars.com. They are declaring total war on the Tea Party, freaking out. And the public knows the system's a bunch of liars, so when they get attacked, that's an endorsement. When they attack me and say I'm behind the shootings, that's an endorsement. I mean, that's how discredited they are. They got a 9% congressional approval rating, as low as 6 in some Gallup polls. I think North Korean leaders are probably more popular than that in their country. I mean, this is a group of crooks on average. And they are the jokers, destroying our society, never getting in trouble for what they do. And I'm telling you, we're in false flag territory. They know that there's a revolution through the voting right now, and they're not going to want to let that happen. They're going to want to blame the Tea Party. I mean, they could do anything. Say a Tea Partier that worked at a nuclear power plant blows it up with explosives and radiates a city. I mean, you name it. Something horrible, they'll pull it. And people are like, man, that's wild. Folks, that's what they do. They just caught NATO and Turkey launching chemical attacks with Saudi Arabia and blaming it on Assad. That was even in the BBC and Cy Hirsch. They've killed 300,000 people, mainly Christians. Our government is funding al-Qaeda to kill hundreds of thousands of people. Now, do you think they'll pull something? Just watch. I know them. But, see, that doesn't even work anymore. People are like, fine. A Tea Partier, don't blame us. A Tea Partier blew up a nuclear power plant. Or a Tea Partier shot up a police station. We don't even know what happened there, but it doesn't matter. George Washington's not bad because somebody that liked him did that. You, the people that caused this, let's, with this whole atmosphere, I'm unbowed. I don't take the guilt of everything you say I've done. Valerie, in closing, you've got about 3 minutes. What is the archetype of the Joker? Why do you think it's connected to so many horrible events?
It's an ancient archetype called the trickster that's, you know, thousands and thousands of years old. And, you know, these types of symbols hit people in a very primal part of their brain, and they can, you know, be used to connect with people in a very deep way.
Yeah, well, in kind of the deeper Satanism, that type of leering, smiling, demonic face is associated with just rampant mass murder of innocents.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very, you know, for lack of a better word, sort of demonic presence. And so, like, I'm not surprised that there have been a lot of crimes, you know, connected to figures like him and, you know, now the Slender Man stabbings, the most recent sort of stuff. So, yeah, absolutely very powerful, powerful image.
Well, maybe you should do... Who is Joker? Is that DC Comics?
That's DC Comics, yep.
Man, can you imagine if they did one on why the Joker, you know, in iconography or icons is so wicked? I mean, that would be a bestseller and would explain why. Because I did a Joker piece once when the Batman movie came out 3 or 4 years ago, and my listeners got really freaked out and thought I was a bad person because I could act like the Joker. I mean, people got really disturbed by that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very, you know, I mean, writing the book, it was a very kind of, my book, The Joker, was a very kind of disturbing book to write. You know, you really kind of need to get that energy off yourself once you're kind of involved with it a little bit. So I totally know where you're coming from. But yeah, there's been Joker-related crimes since 2008.
Well,
some of them petty and sort of small crimes, and some of them like shootings and stabbings.
Yeah, absolutely. It's bizarre. But we shouldn't ban the Joker comic because it's mentally ill people that are clicking with that. Thank you so much. Amazing. Nightly News will be big tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Pray for InfoWars. Pray for America. Pray for liberty.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency potency, Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.